Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Micro-X Market Update Varex Agreements. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Peter Rowland, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Ashley. Welcome everyone. I'm Peter Rowland, and I'm pleased to be talking to you today following the announcement yesterday that we have formed a long-term strategic relationship with Varex Imaging Corporation, the world's largest independent manufacturer of X-ray technology components. This provides Micro-X with 15 million Australian dollars in new funding, split between a technology license fee and a 9.9% strategic investment in Micro-X at a premium price. Also on the call with me today is Kingsley Hall, our Chief Financial Officer, who will talk to the financial elements of the transaction, how the funds will be deployed, and our much stronger consequential financial position and funding runway.
Thanks, Peter, and good morning, everyone. It's, again, my pleasure to be speaking with all of you today. Before we commence, I would like to cover off on one brief formality, and I'd like to remind everyone on the call that today's call may contain forward-looking statements which involve inherent risks and uncertainties. Those risks and uncertainties include those disclosed in our ASX lodgements, which we recommend that you review. And while there are reasonable grounds for any forward-looking statements made today, due to their inherent uncertainties, we recommend that you do not place undue reliance on those statements, and you note that actual results may, of course, differ materially from those forward-looking statements. I'll now hand it back to you, Peter.
Thanks, Kingsley. So let me begin by saying how excited we are to be talking to you today about the long-term collaboration we've entered into with Varex Imaging. This strategic collaboration is a very important thing for Micro-X, providing new pathways to the global commercialization of our proprietary NEX technology, while also positioning us well for coming years as we bring to market products across our four business lines. Varex, which is listed on NASDAQ with the ticker VREX, is a leading global supplier and manufacturer of key X-ray technology components. Varex's focus is on supplying the most advanced and high-performance technology and components to their customers, who are X-ray imaging system suppliers in medical and industrial markets worldwide. Varex does not itself sell systems or entire products to end users. It is solely a component supplier. Headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, but with a global footprint of facilities and capabilities, Varex last year manufactured over 25,000 X-ray tubes and 20,000 digital X-ray detectors. Their market cap is over 1 billion Australian dollars, and in 2021, they generated revenues in excess of 818 million US dollars. Counting in their top five customers, Canon Medical, General Electric, Elekta, United Imaging, and Varian Medical. So while Varex may not be a widely known name to many hospital clinicians and patients, their technology is embedded in many of the X-ray systems in daily use, and the company is seen as a leader and innovator in evolving the ever higher performance of medical imaging. Micro-X has been a customer of Varex since the earliest days of the development of the Nano, and the relationship extended significantly when we chose to incorporate Varex digital detectors and imaging software for the rover. In meetings with the Varex leadership at RSNA and ECR, major radiology industrial conferences, over the past 12 months, it became apparent there was a shared passion for technological advancement and a mutual respect for each other's capabilities. Since then, Micro-X and Varex have explored a number of opportunities where incorporating Varex technology can add performance and value to Micro-X's products. Varex, who has long believed that electronically controlled X-ray emitters would become a dominant technology for the most innovative future X-ray systems, was in turn interested to find a way to be able to offer Micro-X's proven NEX technology to their extensive customer base. So from this shared understanding and mutual respect, important factors, of course, for a long-term strategic relationship, we were happy to develop this collaboration to accelerate the proliferation of NEX technology and the credibility and capability which Varex's market position brings. Varex's interest in NEX technology is to apply it in the area of multi-beam X-ray tubes, i.e. vacuum tubes which have more than one X-ray beam output. All of MicroX's current and future product plans involve X-ray tubes with only a single X-ray beam output. So there is a simple complementary delineation between the company's future commercialization interests. Thus, the core of this collaboration is the transfer of MicroX's NEX technology and a grant of an exclusive license to Varex to use it for multi-beam X-ray tubes. Varex's equity investment to achieve a 9.9% holding in MicroX, along with a board seat, underscores their belief in the technology and a statement of confidence in MicroX's future as an innovator in X-ray imaging products. Together, this gives MicroX a funding package of $15 million. It's clear that there are strong strategic benefits for both sides. MicroX will remain focused as a supplier of high-value X-ray imaging systems with a range of products already in the market or in late-stage development. In turn, Varex will receive a license to use our IP and technology to offer multi-beam X-ray tubes to their global radiology systems customers for incorporation into new imaging products across a range of imaging applications. Most importantly for us, this represents a commercial opportunity for MicroX to monetize an area of our already developed core technology without impacting our existing plans and commitments. As I said, the X-ray industry, Varex is incredibly well known and respected. This credibility as a trusted supplier, we feel, will provide enormous impetus to the global uptake of MicroX's NEX technology. Varex plans in the future to offer their multi-beam tube customers high-voltage generators to power those tubes, which would be designed and manufactured by MicroX in Adelaide. This would be attractive to Varex customers because MicroX's generators incorporate the latest electronics technology to make them very compact and efficient, and of course because the design is optimized to operate with the unique characteristics of NEX technology. We see this as a very helpful additional income stream, and greater economies of scale will also help drive even better margins on all MicroX's generators. From a broader industry perspective, we feel that having NEX technology more widely used will increase both acceptance and adoption, from which we can only benefit as the leader in supplying X-ray systems in this field. There are other collaboration benefits, such as the possibility to access additional manufacturing capabilities at Varex for both single and multi-beam tubes, and the potential to extend MicroX's product performance with emerging Varex technology, such as the photon counting detectors for our CT products. One question I'm sure many are wondering is, what are the potential product uses for multi-beam X-ray tubes, and does this arrangement help speed up competition against MicroX? In developing our products, along the way, we have considered whether multi-beam tubes would be beneficial, and indeed we operated one in our early prototype demonstration of the mobile backscatter imager to the Australian Department of Defence. However, our design engineers reached the conclusion that for each of our four current and foreseeable product lines, the Rover, the Argus, the miniature CT baggage scanner, and the Stroke CT, that a single beam X-ray tube provides the most effective solution. Of course, if in the future it ever transpires we do need a multi-beam tube, we can always procure it from Varex, who will be able to offer the benefits of the significant manufacturing infrastructure investment needed in this area. Before I hand over to Kingsley, I would just like to say that this collaboration has been the product of many months of hard work and diligent work by a number of senior executives and engineers from both Varex and MicroX. I would like to thank all, but especially my team, for the many long days and late nights work to get us to this point. Kingsley will now talk to some of the financial specifics, including how this greatly strengthens our balance sheet and financial capabilities to continue to execute our plans.
Thanks, Peter. This morning I'll walk through the financial elements of the transaction, which, as Peter mentioned at the outset, is split between an exclusive global license for a non-refundable fee to MicroX of $7.5 million Australian dollars, or $5 million US dollars, and a development and license agreement and an equity investment for 9.9% of MicroX shares, totaling a further $7.5 million Australian dollars. So firstly, let me step through the license agreement, which, as Peter's outlined, will provide Varex with a global exclusive license to use MicroX's X-ray tube intellectual property for the development and manufacture of multi-beam tubes. I would point out that this does not restrict in any way our use of our existing intellectual property related to miniature single emitter tubes, which we will use in our miniature baggage scanner and stroke CT products, and also our high power generator. Any new intellectual property generated directly from the development works with Varex will be jointly owned, and MicroX maintains the right at all times to defend any breach of our intellectual property. And this in particular was important to us to establish that we maintain full control over the use of our IP both now and into the future. From a financial perspective, under the license, we will receive 5 instalments of $1 million US each, with the first payment due upon execution of the license this week. The remaining payments relate to technical milestones as we transfer the technology to Varex to enable them to design and manufacture multi-beam tubes. While the payments are not exactly linear, over the next 12 months or so, we're planning to have received a total of $3 million US or the equivalent of $4.5 million Australian dollars by about the 6-month mark, being March 2023, and the full $5 million US roughly 6 months after that, around about September 2023, so 12 months from now. There are other customary terms in the license which we're keeping commercial in confidence, such as termination rights, change in control provisions and the like. As Peter's mentioned, there's also the potential in the future to sell high voltage generators to Varex, and this would create a new revenue stream for us in the coming years, further justifying our decision last year to invest our capital in bringing this capability in-house. Turning now to the equity investment, we've executed a share subscription agreement and an escrow agreement with Varex. The key terms of these are that Varex will subscribe for an initial tranche of approximately 23.8 million shares in MicroX at 14.7 cents per share, which totals $3.5 million Australian dollars, to be completed within 3 days. This price is a 10% premium to the 15-day volume weighted average price, or VWAP, of our shares calculated at close of business Friday. It also is a 9% premium to our last closing price on Friday, the 16th of September. Once these shares are allotted, Varex would hold about 4.9% of our issued share capital. The second tranche of approximately 26.9 million shares will be issued at the same price of 14.7 cents a share for an additional approximate $4 million Australian dollars. This tranche will only be issued once Varex receives approval from the Australian Foreign Investment Review Board, or FIRB. This is due to MicroX being classified as a defence industry supplier, and as Varex is a non-Australian company, it's therefore restricted from holding more than 5% without approval. This process is already underway. We anticipate a decision to be made around 31 December 2022, and if so, that's when the second payment will be received by us and that second tranche of shares issued. Once both tranches are issued, Varex have become a substantial shareholder with around 50.7 million shares in MicroX, or 9.9% of issued capital. We have the capacity to issue both tranches of these shares under our existing capacity in Listing Rule 7.1. The escrow arrangements would also prevent Varex from dealing or disposing of any of their shares for 12 months from date of issue. I'd also like to highlight that the total funding of $15 million Australian dollars is available to be used by MicroX where we require, and naturally obviates the need for us to have done a conventional capital raising. We don't expect any significant costs or deductions other than our legal and IP-related costs, which are in line with a transaction of this type and much lower than typical brokerage costs. So the use of funds for this inflow of funding is in line with our previously stated strategies, namely to complete the Argus IED X-ray camera in the coming months and then successfully launch the product and conduct early launch activities. Secondly, to support the development and ongoing activities with the miniature baggage scanner project, as well as additional commercial activities we'll conduct beyond those that we're undertaking with the DHS and TSA. Thirdly, to support our planned launch of mobile DR into Europe once we receive CE marking in the near term. And finally, for ongoing working capital and inventory requirements. All in all, Our balance sheet has been greatly strengthened by this Varex funding, and we also still have around $3.4 million due in December from our 2022 R&D rebate. While we're not providing any projections based on conservative sales forecasts and the cash contributions that would flow, we're forecasting to be funded well into 2024 calendar year in line with our strategies around the four business units. Back to you, Peter.
Thank you, Kingsley. So in summary, we're really excited to have Varex, one of the world's most innovative X-ray technology companies, now in an extensive collaboration with MicroX, agreeing to commercialize the MicroX NEX technology worldwide in the area of multi-beam X-ray tubes, which does not detract from any of our focus areas. This will help to further validate the importance of cold cathode X-ray technology and MicroX's leadership in this area. We see this as a win-win for both parties. And from the MicroX side, it will greatly increase the market awareness of our company, our technology, and our products, enabling us to grow sales. So with that, I'd like to turn back to Ashley, the operator, for questions and answers.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Scott Power with Morgans Financial. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Peter and Kingsley. Can you hear me okay?
We can, and good morning to you.
Yeah, congratulations, guys, on a terrific announcement and collaboration. Just a couple of questions for me. I might just start with asking... you describe Varex as a leading component supplier. I'm just wondering if you could sort of perhaps tell us who the other suppliers might be around the world and what distinguishes Varex in terms of making them, you know, one of the best, because they've obviously got a tier one group of customers that they're supplying into. Thanks.
The answer to that question depends on the technology, the level of technology involved. An awful lot of very simple X-ray tubes have been commoditized, and you can buy them very cheaply from a range of suppliers in China. A lot of the other tube manufacturers have become part of vertical integration, like Toshiba, for instance, would sell tubes, but they're now incorporated into Canon, so they're part of the big Canon empire. Siemens make a lot of their own tubes. So the industry is very mixed, and a lot of the high value complex tubes are made internally as a part of vertical integration. In detectors, there's a range of companies making X-ray detectors. Obviously, Carestream, we used to work with, make their own detectors, Fujifilm as well, and Trixel, which is a joint venture owned by Thales, Philips, and Siemens, make detectors in Europe. Canon make detectors in Japan. So there's a big range of detector manufacturers worldwide. But as the independent, Varex has always sought to differentiate themselves just by leading the pack in terms of the innovation that they can offer to a range of companies, and a number of those big companies I mentioned buy products from Varex, so that's what gives them the leading position.
Right. Okay. If I could just ask another question, exclusive licenses around the multi-beam uses for it. Have you got some idea of timing of, you know, potentially when those products might come to market or the types of products?
The fact that that Varex has pursued this idea with and they have a great clarity of purpose leads me to suggest that they already have some customers in mind. Obviously, as a supplier to hundreds of X-ray companies around the world, Varex are always talking about the future needs of these X-ray systems designers, so they can evolve their technology. And I suspect there's been some discussions about this kind of technology and what they could use it for. But obviously, Varex keep that very confidential, so that those conversations with each of their customers don't spread across to other competing customers. So at the time scale, my guess is we'll expect to have their first multi-beam tube operating within a year, the kind of time scale that Kingsley was talking about. They would then be offering demonstrations of that to customers following that, and having it, you know, those customers, if they're interested, starting to design that into products thereafter. So my guess, 2 to 3 years away.
Okay, great. Thanks, Peter. If I can just ask one more question. You mentioned potential for your MicroX to be able to supply some of the components back to Varex. Could you just explain that, or perhaps expand on that a little bit further, please?
Well, look, we don't have an agreement on this, but Varex were keen to point out that when they have a customer for one of these new multi-beam X-ray tubes, that customer is going to need a high voltage electronics generator to power it, The Varex were very impressed with the technology we've got in the generators we've developed for Rover and for Argus as being world-leading, because we're using the latest silicon carbide switching technology, which makes them very compact and very efficient. So they would be happy to be offering that kind of technology through to their customers, which could well lead to us getting design contracts and then manufacturing contracts through Varex to those customers for new designs of generator. So that it could turn into quite a sizable business.
Right. Okay. That's all the questions for me. Congratulations again, Peter and Kingsley and the rest of the team. I'll jump back in the queue.
Thanks very much, Scotty.
Your next question comes from Marianne Lee with a private investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Just wondering, you did allude or seem to be going to go ahead and say what the multi-beam X-rays do, but then you stopped and didn't elaborate on that. You know, what sort of uses do they have that mean that they're not going to be a competitor with your product?
Look, they will mostly they will be used in some form of three-dimensional imaging. The reason you need multiple beams is to provide different angulation X-ray views in order to build up a three-dimensional image. So, you know, there will be, you know, the world of X-ray imaging is two-dimensional and three-dimensional. So they will be used in, I suspect, in some new designs of three-dimensional imaging. So you could argue that, you know, any form of three-dimensional imaging will be a competitor to what we do. But if we thought this was a better way to go, we would have gone that way rather than the single beam tube, which is, as I said, the way we're choosing to solve those product design issues.
Right, yes. To me, it seems as though you're giving away rather cheaply, and it would have been nice if there'd been a royalty per tube.
Well, we're not giving away anything that we had any plans to use. We're not giving it away. We've had an upfront fee. And given the very long commercialization times that we're talking about, the value of the upfront fee is because, you know, in any licensing arrangements, a balance between an upfront fee and a royalty. And the upfront fee, given the very long period of commercialization, you know, as well as the potential risks in it, seemed to us to be much better value. And as I said, this is an area of technology that we had no plans to use. So we're monetizing something that you know, we've developed, but it wasn't part of our plans. So I think for that reason, it's a really good deal.
Well, let's hope anyway. Look, just one other question, which I asked a few at your last webinar. So this isn't directly on the recent deal, but has there been any progress on the veterinary side, or are you sort of putting that aside while you're developing the other four?
Look, our veterinary systems are certainly still a target market. There's no product development going on there. We're looking at new distribution arrangements within Australia, and certainly the first distributor that we've got in the MXR Imaging in the US operation is certainly targeting the veterinary market. So it's never going to be a big part of the market, but for those top end veterinary practices that operate, you know, a bit like hospitals, it's still quite a competitive product.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks. That's all for me. And anyway, all the best.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We'll now pause a short moment to allow questions to register. Your next question comes from Jamie Fitzgerald with Fitzgerald Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Hi, Peter. Congratulations on the deal. One of the things I meant to ask was in regards to, with the multi-beam device, how does that affect the multi-source CT?
It's a different way of producing the same outcome. You're looking to produce a lot of the same in the baggage CT. You're looking to produce a lot of different X-ray beams from different directions in order to get the geometric views to construct the 3D image. So a multi-beam tube is one way of doing that. Our choice has been we believe there's more flexibility in doing it in single beams.
Okay, so but there could be the possibility of Varex developing a CT using a multi-beam tube. Is that right?
Well, no, because Varex are a component supplier. They don't develop CT. They don't develop any imaging products, so they would be selling X-ray tubes to a large name radiology company who might develop something along that line.
Okay.
At some point in the future, but that's a long way in the future.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Rowland for any closing remarks.
Thank you, Ashley. So in closing, I'd just like to thank you all for joining us at short notice today to learn more about the collaboration we've formed with Varex Imaging and the $15 million of funding that we will receive, nearly half of which is non-dilutive. So thank you very much for joining us and listening today.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.